Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, as always, really appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome, and my, we are under a week until Christmas. I mean, the year is almost over.
It's hard to believe. This year has gone by so fast, thankfully, in some ways, but it's unbelievable how quick we are coming up against the holidays and New Year's and then rolling right into 2025. It doesn't roll off the tongue yet, but we'll get there.
Yeah, no, exactly. But before we get to that, the Perry Chamber Foundation has been doing a Perry Business Support Grant through the month of December. I know the deadline will come towards the end of the month. We touched on it a little bit, but you can go ahead and elaborate. There's been some contributions from different organizations. So why don't you kind of just unfold everything that's been going on?
Yeah, that's right. So the Perry Chamber Foundation received a grant from the Iowa Rural Development Council in the amount of $30,000 to develop some kind of business program, small business program. And we applied for the opportunity thinking businesses have really been hit hard this year, and thinking back to the pandemic when we facilitated a grant program then for modernizing businesses and protecting businesses to, you know, better be able to handle changes. And so we already had this model, and it seemed like a great opportunity to kind of just make some shifts and adjustments to that so that we already had a ready-made program. And so we are revamping that business grant to be able to support small businesses really however they see the need is. So with that $30,000, we have been graciously able to match that. So Perry Economic Development and the City of Perry have both pledged each $15,000. So that puts us at $60,000 for the grant pool. We also have some available funds from the previous grant program and are looking at other ways to find matching funds as well, just to, you know, have the most available for as many businesses as possible. We're really going into this excited about the opportunity for businesses and supporting businesses, again, however they see fit. We're keeping it pretty open-ended. There are some eligibility requirements, so must be in Perry or based in Perry or serving the Perry area. A business with less than 30 full-time employees or full-time equivalent employees. And then the grant requests need to be between $2,500 and $7,500 and then have 10% of matching funds for the total project. But overall, the scope of the project, what the funds are used for, is pretty open-ended, thinking about working capital, strengthening business skills, networks, growing jobs, and new revenue streams. So thinking about what's going to be most impactful for the individual business. Like I said, it's been really a tough year for a lot. So what's going to make the difference between them still being here this time next year and hopefully beyond for many years? So if it's something that's kind of just getting caught up on things or buying new equipment, whatever the case may be, that's the opportunity for the business to write the narrative to showcase that impact. So I'm really excited about this program to be able to assist businesses so uniquely to each one instead of, you know, you can only use it for this or that. They really can make it their own.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then the deadline is coming up when again?
The deadline is December 31st. So you can turn in a paper copy of the application, or we have an online, you can email it or a Google form. So the best way to kind of get all of the information is to just contact me directly by email or go to our website under the news section. There's all the information so that you have the background on the grant and parameters, and then that links to the actual grant application.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, well, thank you for running us through all of that. And now we'll go from that. And, you know, a thing here during the holidays is people like to decorate, and you guys have held the 2024 Lighted Decorations Contest. And now I know this went on, and you have some news about the winner being announced and also that nominations are no more.
That's right. So we just closed nominations a couple days ago, and then tomorrow actually will be when we announce it. So this has really been a low-key becoming a tradition in terms of encouraging people to, first of all, decorate, and then second of all, get out and enjoy the decorations around town. So kind of really showcasing that. So we have people nominate, hey, I drove by this house and it was really cool. I want them to be recognized in the contest. And then we put together a map and spread that out so people can kind of have a guide as they're driving around. You know, there's plenty of houses with decorations, so you can just drive around and enjoy that, but to really be able to see the big and fancy brightest ones, the map comes in handy that way. And so, yeah, during the darkest night of the year, we will be announcing tomorrow the winners of the biggest and brightest decorations around town and dropping off some Perry Bucks for those three. The map does include last year's winners as well, so you can kind of see and compare and things. So yeah, it's just kind of a fun way, and we've got a sponsor, an anonymous sponsor that, you know, just really enjoys this kind of thing, and it's not a huge lift for us around this busy time. And so we're happy to kind of facilitate this fun activity.
And you said, I think when we talked last, this is the third year this has happened?
I was trying to think back. It's either the third or the fourth putting it together. And so just a way to encourage getting out there and enjoying the holiday lights around town.
Awesome. Thank you for that. The winner is going to be announced on your Facebook page?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. And well, thank you for detailing about that. And then, of course, that kind of wraps things up chamber-wise. But then there's always things going on. And with the holiday season, there's definitely not a shortage.
That's right. I mean, we talk about this all the time. There's so many activities going on. So anytime someone says, there's nothing to do around here, you know, I don't know, they must be living under a rock. So, but tonight, Las Posadas is going on downtown, starting out at First Christian Church, and then the procession, and then the dinner celebration will end at United Methodist Church. You can meet Santa at Hy-Vee. There's the free holiday movies tomorrow at 11 a.m. Don't miss that chance. The Tuba Christmas is also tomorrow. There's a blood drive on Christmas Eve. And then, you know, we're on winter break now, so it's a matter of having lots of activities at the library going on this week. So there's always so much to go do and see. Go see a movie, check out the free movies, go see the Festival of Trees at the Carnegie Library. Just get out and about and see what's going on.
Absolutely. And I know at the Perry Public Library, there is the gingerbread making contest. So
Yeah.
So Lindsay, are you going to be decorating one?
I'll try.
Okay. I know you're very creative, so you got this.
Yes.
Again, that is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here. Lindsay, really appreciate the time. And, well, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you, and then we'll see you next week.
Yeah, Happy Holidays and New Year coming around the corner. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you are absolutely welcome. And our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.